Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Ches Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom. That which the Torah gave Rishus to the Baal and the Av to be made for Nedarim of their wife and daughter, that's only on the day they hear about the Neder. If they wait until the next day, it's too late. And the Mishnah is telling us they have the remainder of that day. Yesh Badavar Lahako Ulahachmer. Meaning, sometimes there's a longer time and sometimes a shorter time. Ketzad Nadra Belele Shabbat. If she makes the neder on the night of Shabbos, Yafir Belele Shabbos Uviyom HaShabbos Ad Shetechsha. The Baal and the Av could be made for the remainder of Friday night and the whole day of Shabbos until nightfall. Nadra Im Chashecha. If she makes the neder right before dark on Motzei Shabbos, Mefer Ad Shelo Techsha. The Baal and the Av could only be made for until dark. Shem Chashecha Velo Hefer Ene Yacho Lo Hafer. If the Baal or the Av does not mefer until it gets dark, it's too late. He can't be mefer anymore. At the Yom Holach Achar HaLaila, the day always goes after the night. The beginning of the day is by nightfall. Now that which the Mishnah discusses, a case where she makes the neder on Shabbat, even though this din would be true any day of the week, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that a Baal and an Av could be mefer a neder that their wife or daughter makes on Shabbat, even if the neder is shelo l'tzorach HaShabbat. Since if you are not made for the neder on that day that you hear it, it will be too late. Now the Rav points out over here, when a Baal or an Av is made for a neder, they have to use a lashon of mufer lach, as a Baal or an Av are only made for the neder mikan ulahaba. The neder is chal, just they snap off the neder in the middle. As opposed to a chacham, when he is matir a neder, he is oiker the neder lemafreya. He ripped out the netter from the beginning. There was no netter in the first place. So therefore, he uses a lashon of mutter lach, which is machma, that the netter is mutter from the beginning. So therefore, if a chacham uses a lashon of mufer lach, or the baal uses a lashon of mutter lach, that is no good. They have to use the correct lashon. The baal or the av say mufer lach, that the netter is snapped off from now, and the chacham uses a lashon of mutter lach, which is that he is being oiker the neder from the beginning. Mesachet Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Ve'elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. The following are the Nedarim that the Av and the Baal could be mefer. As the Av and the Baal can't be mefer every neder that she makes, only certain types. Dvarim Sheyesh Pem Inui Nefesh. Nedarim that cause pain to her or cause great discomfort to her. There is another type of neder that they could be mefer, which is called Dvarim Shebeina Lebeina. Nedarim that affects also the Baal and the Av, but there is a difference between the two Nedarim. A Neder Sheyesh Pem Inui Nefesh, they could be made for the Neder Legamri, that it will not be Chal anymore, as opposed to Dvarim Shebeina Lebeina, only while she is Tachas the Baal, it is considered Mufer, but once there is a divorce or a death of the Baal, the Neder will be Chal. Im Erchat Ve'im Lo Erchat. These are two types of Nedarim. The first is a Neder and the second is a Shvur. The first says that she is making a neder not to have any hana from rechitza forever if she bathes that day. So therefore, she cannot bathe that day if she doesn't want the neder to be chal. And that is called inui nefesh, not to bathe for one day. And the second is a shvua imlo erchat, that she is making a shvua not to bathe. And therefore, that is also inui nefesh. Im iskashet, the imlo iskashet. Again, the first is a neder, the second is a shvua. The first, she says that if she uses cosmetics that day, she is offspring on herself from ever using cosmetics. So since she can't use cosmetics for one day, that's called inui nefesh. And the second is a shvua. She is making a shvua not to use cosmetics. Amar Rabbi Yosi, ein elu nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yosi says these are not considered nidre inui nefesh. He is arguing with the nedarim, not with the shvuas, as he holds since she doesn't have to bathe that day and then the neder won't be chal, or she won't use cosmetic for one day and the neder won't be chal. Not to use cosmetics and not to bathe for one day is not called inui nefesh, but to make a shvua not to bathe and not to use cosmetic, that's certainly inui nefesh, since now she cannot use cosmetics and bathe forever. But Rabbi Yosi will hold that it does have a din of nedarim shebeino lebeina, which, as we said, nedarim shebeino lebeina, the baal and the av could be made for, but that only helps while she is tachas their reshus. Once there is a divorce, the neder will be chal.